that caller. Daniel, good morning to you.
Hey, doing right.
So, are you sensitive or not sensitive, or where were you with you?
I was sensitive. Excuse me, just a bit nervous.
That's all right. You're doing fine.
Certainly, thank you. When you're reading out what your listener was saying there, kind of struck a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like people being self-conscious or oversensitive, especially sort of. Excuse me.
You're all right. How old are you?
I am 33 now.
You're 33 now, mm-hmm. And when you were younger, and somebody criticize you or say something.
Take it seriously to heart.
Okay. And you get kind of
very
upset.
Self-conscious. Yeah, very self-conscious, very oversensitive young fella, so I was.
And what were you, let's try and get to the bottom of it, insensitive. Like, let's say somebody would say something to you. What were you oversensitive to? What were you worried about?
Any criticism at all, anything at all. So it's, I'd just be a very self-conscious, a very unhappy young fella, so I was.
Yeah. Were you worried about people's reaction to what you had to say about something, or
yeah, so you just keep quiet, don't you, when you're in that situation? Just you don't want to give your opinion for fear of being shot down or being made a fool of. You don't want to say it, and just in case, like, I'm sure there's lots of kids like that, and I know there's lots of people like that. They're just so self-conscious, and it's just so debilitating. So I just want to tell everybody, sort of like that, like I texted into you there, and to put on a happy face, pretend to be cocky, pretend to be overconfident. And when you realise how happy that makes you feel, how more self-assured you feel like that, then, and you don't really care if somebody comes up to you that you know, or on the street, and says something negative to you, you think, sure, my opinion's so much worth so much more than yours, so I don't care what you think of me. But you do end up being a happier person because of it. Now, I was saying in the text there that, or to your producer, that even me dad, who, like, he thinks the world of me and the feeling's mutual, he thinks I'm pompous.
Now or then?
Now.
And how would you define pompous?
Just overly sure of myself and very self-confident now compared to what I was when I was a young fella. So I just sort of, when I was maybe 16, I just decided I'd had enough. I was unhappy all the time. So I just decided, to hell with this, I'm better than everybody else, and to hell with them if they think different.
So you put on this facade, was it? This act that said, I am confident.
Yes, exactly what I did.
Okay, so when you went home to bed that night, were you actually confident, or was it just a mask that you took off when you went to bed?
No, it was a mask.
Okay, so you weren't really that confident, were you?
Oh, no, not at all. But the point is that because I pretended for as long as I can remember, it grew on me. So I can quite happily say now, that as I'm sat here in my van outside work, and that I am a very confident, self-assured person now, and I try to help everybody else who isn't confident be a more confident person. I'm trying to rear my kids to believe that they are the nicest, strongest, best people that they can be, kind of thing, and that anybody else's opinion of them doesn't matter a damn, like.
And you say to the person who wrote in, whose nerves are a bit gone, what would you say?
Just pretend to be super confident. Pretend to be the centre of the world. And some people might think, she's only cocky or whatever. But sure, let them. And she'll be happier in herself. And people think, look at your one. Isn't she full of herself? Let them think that. Sure, what does that matter? It's better than her feeling unhappy in herself. She can stay super strong. And then after a while, she'll forget that she ever felt self-conscious and oversensitive. And she'll realise that she's a much happier person being a little bit cocky-like.
So the act becomes reality.
Yeah, you hopefully forget what it felt like to be such a self-conscious little fat kid kind of thing, and you move on with your life.
What about the idea of a theme tune? Do you have a theme tune in your head?
Not so much, no.
Isn't that
no,
what?
I just keep my head up and pretend to, or now I just keep my head up and just say whatever I want to say, kind of thing.
Well, I didn't realise that people have theme, like, people are texting and saying, I have a theme tune. People have theme tunes to get, put them in. Christoph says his one is Indiana Jones theme. In his head, as he's walking down the corridor in the paper factory, he's singing this in his head.
Yeah, fair play to you if it works.
My theme tune is Shaka Khan, I'm Every Woman, says Tom.
Every woman.
That's what he does.
Your ambitions of him, by the way.
You what?
I'm liking your ambitions of them.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that was, I was a good big fan of that one.
you name that tune. I'm there. I am.
Fair play to you.
But I, you know, but before the late, I actually listen to music in my dressing room. I have a little thing I plug into my phone, and I get the music to kind of get me in the mood for the show.
Fair play, singing into your hairbrush.
Bit of Beatles going on there, and you know. Bit of Sinatra gets you going. So you got to think about that, Daniel. Next time you're going into a meeting, have a song in your head and put on your headphones and do it. It could be the 9 o'clock news sig tune. It could be, you know, Superman, something.
Yeah,
like
it wouldn't work for me now, but I can understand it would work for some people.
And what's your job these days? What are you working?
I'm a self-employed builder.
Are you?
Yeah, I do attic conversions for a living. Did read Scott's Attic, by the way.
Hey, now that's what you should have that on the side of your van.
Yeah, I should do.
Burns Attic Renovations, quotes, we did root Scots.
There you go. But like that, I couldn't be what I am today. I couldn't be employing five lads and be self-employed if I was still that self-conscious little fat kid.
Okay.
So, like, I'm still a heavy fella. but I'm not self-conscious. And yeah. I couldn't go into people's houses and canvas for their business if I wasn't sure of myself and if I wasn't exuding confidence as I do at the moment. Like,
well, that's brilliant. Well, that's your call is the call we needed to reassure somebody today. So Anna was on to say her theme is Riverdance. God help us. Hey, Daniel, have a good day, won't you? And a great weekend.
Thank you, Ryan. You take care.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.